Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk a little bit about, well, an online atlas.
Right. Well, the Center for Rural Policy and Development has had an atlas of Minnesota online for many years. And we're getting a new website now. It's going to be all spiffy and new, and that's going to be going live next week. And with that, we've redone the atlas somewhat, and we have a whole lot of new data. So we're hoping people will go and find that and find it useful.
It's ruralmn.org.
Right.
And this data that you're talking about actually comes from the most recent census, right?
Right. Well, we will be updating that as it comes along, because the census has, they've released some of the new data from the 2010 census, and it comes out month by month. They kind of parcel it out as they get it ready, and so we'll be keeping an eye on that and updating the atlas along with that as we go along.
Now, some of the information that came out sort of on the front end of the 2010 census was sort of basic population numbers, right? But I mean, it gets more dialed in each sort of month as you go along, right? So you get more sort of really sort of, detailed information?
It really does, yeah. Well, we have the basic population data and the data about population by age and population by ethnic groups and things like that. And they can get quite specific because they can really refine that. They also have housing data and data on housing vacancies and housing sales and things like that. And eventually they'll have things that they've had in the past with their more complex questions are commute times and where people work. Do they work outside of the county that they live in? And what country of origin their ancestors are from. And so you can get very specific with census data.
And of course, again, this is going to be an online atlas, which has existed for some time now on the Rural Minnesota website. But right now, of course, you can go to ruralmn.org and find it. But it's going to be getting updates then, I presume, as time goes on.
As we go along, right. Yeah. And this atlas has a lot more data than just census data. We have data on housing. We have data on health care, things like nursing homes and mortality rates and education, graduation rates, dropout rates, languages spoken at home, and civic engagement, voting registration, and agriculture, and pretty much anything you can think of, we've dug it up and put it on there.
Now, is it actually graphically like a map of Minnesota, or how does it work?
Yep, it's a map of Minnesota. You can roll over a county on a particular map and see the data,
okay,
the data point for that particular county. And it works. It's worked really well.
So is it pretty much divided up then into counties? Is that how it's done?
Counties and school districts in the education chapter.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Watch for all the new data coming out on the atlas at ruralmn.org. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.